And we're live. Hey, folks. Thanks for tuning in to the BAMP podcast. I'm your host, Mike Lafferty. Got some contractually obligated cheesy intro music to play. Give me just 1 second. Where is it? There it is. And that assures you, gentle viewer, that you are now engaged with a high-quality podcast, highest production value, finest ethically sourced geeky conversation for your podcast listening. Hey, we're honored to have Lynn Cadega here. Lynn, thank you for coming back. Really appreciate it.
No problem.
You folks out there might remember Lynn from the big license story with D&D and Hasbro last year. Lynn kind of broke that wide open and was sort of, I think it's fair to say you were sort of revered as a folk hero in the, you know, social media for what you know
there. I definitely got a lot of attention, for sure. Yeah. I think that that's absolutely fair to say.
Here we are about a year later, maybe a year and some change. You know, I just realized we're about 1 year from the Pinkerton story. And
We are, aren't we?
Yeah, maybe just under a year, because that was in mid to late April. So 2023, not a great news year for Hasbro and WotC, but
I mean, it's all those stories were kind of like years in the making, and they just sort of happened to break within the same like 6-8 months, you know?
Yeah. Let's talk about your previous employer. You were working for Polygon, right?
IO9.
Okay. And now you're with Rascal News, and folks who are watching, there's a little banner across the bottom here at Rascal_News, where you can find them on Twitter, which is best place to find all their new articles, etc. So what happened? You changed from IO9 to Rascal. How'd that whole thing take place?
Yeah, so in late 2023, IO9 is a part of Gizmodo, which is a part of Geo Media. And Geo Media laid off 24 editorial staffers, and I just happened to be one of them. You know?
That sucks. As someone who's been through many layoffs in the IT business, I can emphasize with you. I know it's a terrible feeling.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things where it's just like, it's media. It's very much like, this is industry standard. It means very, very little in the grand scheme of things. There's just like nothing I could have done to avoid that, really. So I was laid off, and I had about, because I was with the union, with the WGA, with Gizmodo Media Group, we got a pretty like decent severance package. We got 3 months of severance. So I was just sort of sitting there with my little severance package, and I was like, well, what am I gonna do? And this was the end of 2023, just before the January and February mess with journalism as an industry happened. And I applied to like a couple jobs, but I was pretty sure that I was never going to be able to find another position that would let me like write about tabletop games and write about what I wanted to write about. So I, you know, hit up a couple friends and fellow journalists, and I was like, how do you guys feel about starting our own outlet? So we just banded together, and in about 2 or 3 months, we went live with Rascal News.
Cool. How is it going for you guys so far?
Pretty good, honestly. We had a really great reception. We've been building steadily ever since. We are not sustainable yet, but we currently make enough money to sustain about like 1.5 journalists. And we obviously want to get to a place where we can sustain all three of us. So we're just slowly working towards that level of income. We are writing what we want to write. We have like these longer reported stories that we're working on, and we are really having a very good time, even though it is like stressful and frustrating at times. And we're looking forward to starting to build out a more focused like community readership.
Okay. And I guess towards that end, I hope you don't mind if I share your page.
Not at all.
I love this site. It's a good looking site. So up in the upper hand corner, we have a black button that says subscribe.
Yes.
And I don't see many ads on this page, so I'm guessing you guys are largely subscription driven.
We're entirely subscription driven. We don't run ads at all. We don't take sponsorships. We don't have investors. We are 100% reader supported, fully independent, worker owned, writer led. Yeah.
Cool. So people want to subscribe. Similar to Patreon, there's a free tier, and I guess you get free content just by joining, just by hitting the site. But there's, you know, three different paid tiers people can get. We talk about that? It seems like we should talk about that.
Totally. So we have three different tiers. There's the friendly NPC tier, which gets you access to almost everything, except for a couple kind of extras. The party member is the tier that we would love the most people to subscribe to. You basically get everything on the site, which includes our semi-exclusive Q&As, our laying on the table weekly column, and any extras that we come up with, we're going to throw into the party member tier. And the Paragon tier is very much for people who have the means to support us and like want to really, you know, invest in, you know, niche arts and culture journalism. They also get like some special individuals here, individual rewards where we're like emailing them and being like, okay, we'll suggest you a free, or like we'll suggest a game for you, or we will, you know, invite you to like special events, or you'll get like free merch or something. We're still figuring out what exactly Paragons get at like that high level. But yeah, that's definitely the sort of tier. If like, if you have the means, we would love it, but yeah.
So if you're a Paragon tier, it sounds like maybe the Rascal staff will be more familiar with your inclinations and be able to make a good, you know, suggestion about what AP or game you might like.
Yeah, generally, a lot of the Rascal tiers are, or a lot of the Paragon tiers are people that we know that have like supported us for a long time. So generally we know who they are. But yeah, Paragon, if you are like a totally unknown Paragon supporter, we will like send a few emails back and forth before we give you like a real recommendation.
Okay, that is cool. That is all good stuff. So you guys have been, you had your doors open for, it seems like a month or two now, or?
Yeah, I would say, so we opened, or we launched in mid-February, so we're coming up on 2 months next week.
Sweet. So things are going well. That's all good news. I'm trying to think. Well, hey, as we mentioned before podcast, I mean, you guys are running a news source for RPGs, and there's not a lot of them. So let's say if someone's out there and thinking, I got a hot tip, or hey, I'm running a new Kickstarter and I want to tell you about it. What would be the best way for them to get that to you?
Right. So if you have a tip on a story, like someone's misbehaving in the space, or there's a trend that you see that you think that it would be good for us to know about, or you're even like, I think you should interview me because I'm really cool and I'm doing X, Y, and Z, send it to tips@rascal.news. We will discuss the story and see if there's anything that we can do to write about it or report on it. And if you have something like a Kickstarter, or a new game release, a new season of an actual play podcast, a new tabletop talk show podcast, like the one we're on right now. Or if you're like hiring for APs, or if you're hiring like an illustrator, you can send an email to like press@rascal.news, and we will get you set up on the contributor program. So you can submit announcements to our totally free announcement section.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, generally, I mean, like with my little dog and pony show here, I don't want to inundate news sites with, hey, I'm doing a new show this week, I'm interviewing another, and you know, but you guys have a feed just for people like me to do that very thing. Is that what I'm understanding?
Totally. And you can submit it weekly, you can submit it like once a month, like here's what we have coming up, however you want to do it. For a while, we had a talk show that submitted, you know, every week. We had critical misses submit like, okay, this is our guest for this week. And it was just a very simple press release, but it was a great, got on our site, effective. Yeah.
Cool. Well, hey, this is cool. This is good news. I guess there's one news story I've been trying to get out there. Owen Casey Stevens is going through chemo right now. He's got a He's got a charity bundle out there. Would that be something I could send to you guys at press@rascal.news just to get a blurb about it out there?
Yeah, totally. Something like that, where it's just like, here's an announcement that I want people to know about. Here's like a press release. Like, here's this story that might not necessarily be something that we can report on because there's not much that we can add to that story. But if there's something that you think that like the audience, the generalized audience should know, you should definitely submit it to press@rascal.news and we'll get you set up with a contributor.
Okay. Link. That sounds good. Yeah. I Owen's a friend, so I'm trying to spread the word on that, but it's not really news beyond, hey, it sucks being a full-time, you know, RPG person and American healthcare is terrible. So, you know, our buddy's having a tough time, so let's do what we can to help him out. So
totally. And I'm mutuals with Owen on Twitter, so I have seen the medical stuff he's going through. But yeah, something like that is perfect for the announcement section, which allows people to sort of browse the things and events that are going on in this space.
Okay, sweet. I'll definitely start using that. What else would you like people to know about Rascal if this is their first introduction to what you guys are doing?
I mean, we are constantly trying to improve, constantly trying to find new angles. We are fully worker-owned. We're totally writer-led. We don't have ads. We don't have investors. It's literally just three journalists who are like, let's do this. Like, let's make the kind of news that we want to see given to tabletop role-playing games. Because we think tabletop role-playing games and the culture and the communities surrounding them are really vibrant and important and fun. And there's just not a lot of places out there that give it the kind of rigorous attention it deserves.
Yeah, it's I've often thought the same thing. Like if you look at say indie comic books, which, you know, maybe a similar sized sphere, if you will, there's a fair amount of news outlets covering what's going on there. But for TTRPGs, it seems like most folks are busy trying to make their own as opposed to covering the scene. So I'm glad you guys are out there doing what you're doing.
Yeah, doing a bit of both. Don't tell anyone I'm a game designer, but I'm a game designer. But yeah, I really love journalism, and that's really where I want to be in the space. I want to be known as a journalist first.
Should we talk about your novel, or is that better for another time?
I mean, we can. I don't know how much I'm like allowed to talk about, but yeah, I can definitely talk about my creepy, beautiful little novel.
Okay. Well, tell us that deal like just happened this week, I think, on Twitter, right? So
yeah, so it was just announced this week. I actually first started talking to that editor at Gen Con of last year, which is really funny that like we've been in conversations for almost like 8 months before I'm allowed to like officially tell people, like, by the way, I have a novel coming out from Erewhon Books. I'm very excited. It's queer, Appalachian, witchy, spooky, like, story that's, you know, involves a witch out of time and a like contemporary woman who's just trying to fight against the machines at work in the Appalachian like coal mining industry.
That's interesting stuff. Remind me of the name.
It's called Moth Eater.
Okay, that was what I was gonna. And if I want to get a hold of this, how do I get a hold of this?
Well, I am not sure, actually. We just announced, and it's not going to be published until January of next year.
Oh, 2025. Okay, so yes. It's so probably going through the proof process and whatnot. And
yeah, we're still going through line edits and copy edits, and I know that like they're going to ask me to go in and do like another round of light edits. So I know that we are trying to get ARCs, advanced reader copies, within a couple months, honestly. So maybe there's going to be a pre-order link in 6 months. I don't know. Okay. Publishing timelines are so bonkers.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, that's a big achievement. Congratulations. I know that's a big deal for you. So.
Thanks. Yeah. Only a life goal of mine. Very exciting stuff.
Very nice. I had a question right in the tip of my head, and the cold medicine stole it away from me. Apologies for that. So if I'm a publisher and I'm watching this, takeaway is I should be reading Rascal to know what's going on in the industry, and that's a place where I can submit news items about what my company's doing. And if I'm a gamer hearing this, Rascal_news is a place I can go to keep up on releases I might like and see what's happening in the industry. And does Hasbro ever send ninjas to stare in your windows just to intimidate you, or do you find yourself being followed by strange men in black cars late at night, or strange. None of that?
No, okay. Not yet. I have already done some reporting on Rascal that I know that Hasbro is not like super appreciative of, but so far so good. We will see how the year goes and how much money they make from the public investment fund of Saudi Arabia.
Good God, what happened? What? Saudi Arabia is investing in Hasbro?
So Saudi Arabia has been investing in a lot of individual discrete gaming companies for the past like year or so. And they recently bought out this gaming company just in general. And one of the games that this gaming company produces is Monopoly Go, which has made millions of dollars and is like incredibly successful. But it is, again, wholly owned, completely owned by the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia. And recently, Dungeons and Dragons announced a collaboration with this other game called Stumble Guys. And because I am just fundamentally flawed as a human being, I saw that and I was like, I know what this is. And I immediately connected like three dots in my head. And I was like, this is also by that company that is entirely owned by the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia. So I wrote about that and they were not super keen.
Yeah, there are implications there. That's, wow. Okay. I didn't know that was happening.
Subscribe to Rascal. You'll find out all of this cool stuff as Linda follows the money like a bloodhound.
Interesting stuff. Yeah, well, I was about to ask you your prognostications and your thoughts about for the next couple of years in RPGs, but it occurs to me, like you said, you're really more you're a news hound. You follow what's happened. I'm guessing you probably don't let yourself speculate about what the future might hold.
Not really. Every now and then I do, because I like to... I think the way that any hobbyist likes to speculate, I also like to speculate. But in general, I try and focus on like what's happening right now. But yeah, I don't know what will happen in the next couple of years. I think the big thing is seeing what happens with the open gaming license for the new... D&D is really, really particular. They don't want it called 1D&D or New Edition. It's like... the updated version of D&D that's happening.
They haven't settled on a name, have they?
No. Okay. No. They're still very much like, I think that they want to get away from 1D&D because it was so closely tied to the OGL stuff that happened last year. Mm-hmm. But that, again, pure speculation. I have no real idea. But yeah, I think that depending on what happens with that, we will... we might see some real changes in the industry because their sales have been like steadily declining, even though they've been like successful over the past couple of years. Their sales are going down. D&D Beyond was their really big investment in 2022, and it has gotten a lot of return. It has given them a lot of money, gotten a lot of returns, but it's really where they're investing a lot of their time and money. And I'm interested to see how well that will work, because there are benefits to having like a native Dungeons and Dragons virtual tabletop with regards to like, that's what fans want. But I don't know how successful it's going to be.
Yeah. I know if I was Roll 20 or Boundary, I'd be a little worried about that, but so all these new games that came out as a result of the OGL stuff, like Tales of the Valiant and Orc and a few others, you have any thoughts about all those or prognostications about where that's going?
Yeah, I think the MCDM tabletop game is probably the most fantasy heartbreaker out of all of them. mm-hmm. Just because Matt Colville's a good designer and has like a really good rapport in the community. But yeah, there's a ton of them that are coming out. There's also like the Vagabond RPG, the Black Sails, the Black Flag from Kobold Press. So, and then even Daggerheart to some extent is, you know, very much in the vein of we are doing D&D, but just like slightly different, just like a little bit of a different flavor. Like you're not getting an ice cream, you're getting a sherbet or whatever. So I don't know. It's all very much like still rooted in the essential stuff of what Dungeons and Dragons has been rooted in since the 70s. So
do you think Daggerheart would have happened if the OGL scandal hadn't come out?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So, well, hey, Lynn, appreciate your time. Let me put the banner up one more time and just point everyone to _rascal_news on Twitter or rascal.news just on your web browser.
That's our URL.
Yeah. Check it out. Subscribe. Keep up on what's going on. One of the few places doing, you know, serious RPG journalism. So please support them so we can keep them around for a while.
Yeah. So. And see everyone at Gen Con.
Gen Con's coming up. It's almost here. So these big conventions scare me. I just, everyone I know who goes like spends a week afterwards being sick.
Yeah. I generally wear masks and I'm generally I stay away from like the really big parties.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's rough.
Just the way things are now. So anyway, once again, Lynn, so nice to talk to you. Thanks for coming back. And everybody out there on iTunes or YouTube or Facebook, wherever you catch us, or even on X/Twitter, please subscribe, you know, follow Rascal News and check out their website. And we will see you next time on the Banff Podcast. See you guys.